There is no 220 club in the BJP, which hopes a reduced tally for the party in the Lok Sabha elections could see the emergence of an alternative to PM Narendra Modi. This was mere speculation in media circles, Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said. There is no such thing. Those who want to write will write, Gadkari said, responding to a question that he was often mentioned as a leader who could work with allies and was also close to the RSS. I don't do such calculations or have any such expectations. I'm a worker of the party. I'm sure that the work done under PM Narendra Modi will result in a full majority. No such situation is going to happen, he said. Gadkari said that it was unfortunate that the airstrikes and Ram Mandir were being politicized, saying demands for proof of the attack on terror camps in Pakistan were uncalled for. People are laughing at the opposition. Do you seek proof of what our forces have done and their intentions? He asked. L&T Chief Executive and MD S.N. Subramanian invoked Dil and Pyar on Tuesday in an effort to calm the fears of Mindtree's founders, but the latter would have none of it. For the first time since news emerged about L&T's unsolicited acquisition of the $900 million Bengaluru-based IT services company, Mindtree's founders came together before the media to describe the move as a grave threat to a unique organization and value destructive for all shareholders. They said, customers and employees choose Mindtree not for its buildings, but for its culture, and a takeover by L&T could persuade many to move elsewhere. They even said it could grievously hurt the IT industry and the startup ecosystem. If companies like you behave with extreme hostility to first-generation entrepreneurs, what message are you giving to all startups in the country? Asked Mindtree's co-founder and executive chairman, Krishnakumar Natarajan. Following a report by the Times of India on March 12, Delhi government's transport department has started a crackdown on private buses plying on interstate routes and illegally picking up passengers from unofficial stops. DOI had reported that while buses ferrying passengers from Delhi to other cities are only supposed to pick up and drop passengers at the three interstate bus terminals at Kashmiri Gate, Saraikala Khan and Anand Vihar, many unofficial ISBDs have cropped up in Delhi in areas like Majnu Katila, Akshardham, Dhola Kuan, Mayur Vihar and Red Fort. A day after TOI's report was published, the enforcement wing of the transport department started a drive against these private buses, illegally picking up passengers from different parts of the city. From March 13 to March 18, the department impounded 756 private buses. A severed finger found at the scene of a crime helped the police track a pickpocket who went on a stabbing spree inside a running bus in West Delhi's Vikaspuri on Sunday evening. After developing a fingerprint from it, cops used their database to nab two men involved in the crime. DCP West Monica Bhardwaj said the accused has been identified as Rahul alias Ganja and Dharambir. Rahul had stabbed three passengers in an escape bid after some of them cornered him for allegedly stealing a wallet. Complainant Ranjit Yadav told the cops that while searching for the wallet, they found one youth dropping it on the bus floor. But as soon as he was questioned, his associate pulled out a knife. During the scuffle, Rahul slashed one of the passengers' arm but suffered an injury from his own knife. However, the two managed to flee.